You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast, and I am Deborah Newton, the founder of San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, and here with me is Vishera Adams. Please join us every Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 AM and 92.1 FM from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Before we open up in prayer, I would like to take the opportunity to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitudes, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Moms and Them Entertainment, who is a sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. And Ms. Perriman, God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to our ministry and bless us with monetary offerings or even a word of encouragement, you can contact us at San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started with prayer. And then after we complete our prayer, then Vishera will bring us a word. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:13, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we repent for the sins that have gone rampant in our city. We repent in the name of Jesus for the innocent blood that has been shed in our cities. Father, we repent for adultery and perversion, fornication and lust. We repent for incest and rape and molestation. We repent for illegitimacy and harlotry and pornography. Father God, we repent in the name of Jesus. Amen. Forgive us and have mercy on our souls right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Go, dear God, your kingdom come. Your will be done. King of glory, we open our gates to you. We open the gates of the city of San Antonio to you. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. You are invincible in battle. Yes, we open wide our gates and the gates of the city of San Antonio. And let you, God, King of glory, come in. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance. Father, let righteousness, peace, joy of your kingdom be established in San Antonio and in our lives. Father, you said, ask for the rain in the springtime. We ask right now in the name of Jesus. It is you who makes the storm cloud. It is you who gives showers of rain to men, revival, and plants of the field to everyone. So we thank you today for revival. Father, release your angel, your angelic army to fight and defend your church. Father, we today make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people of our city and the nation, and for the city and for the leaders of our city and our nation, that we might live a peaceable life in all godliness and holiness. Let your leaders praise you, dear God. Let them hear the words of your mouth. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for the salvation of those that have not received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now, dear God. Yes. Father, keep us right now from evil. Sanctify us through your word of truth. Strengthen us with might and power by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus in our inner man. The Lord do exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Father, 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 send your angels to minister to us, your people. And let your angels meet us as we walk into our destiny. Father, we bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. And Father, we ask right now a fresh outpouring of your spirit upon Vishera as she comes forward with what you have given her. And Lord, we just thank you. Bring a hush over the lives and over the people that are under the sound of our voices right now, that they may hear what you are saying and what you are saying by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, we give you all the glory and all the honor. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are the great God, Jehovah. You are the great I Am. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are God Almighty. Yes. And we humble ourselves before you today.
Yes, my Lord.
Now have your way. Have your way, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What an awesome, powerful prayer that we've just received, Father, and we touch and agree this morning. God, is you've given me the blessing to come before your presence to be used by you just another day. I give praise, glory, and honor to our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Sister Deborah, for the opportunity to share this day. I just want to come today to just share briefly about prayer. After having such a powerful prayer, oh my God, this word would be so befitting, because I want to talk to you about how God wants us and God needs us to pray. Amen. We're going to talk about what is prayer. See, prayer and confession is one of the most powerful weapons that we have. Amen. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, after we put on the full armor of God, you know, we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplates of righteousness, the shoes, preparation of peace, and we have the sword of the Spirit in our hands, and we are battle ready. We are ready to go out to battle, to fight against the wiles of the devil. But then when you look at Ephesians 6:18, it says, now pray.
Mm-hmm.
We are battle ready, and it says, now pray in 6:18. Hallelujah. It says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Hallelujah. See, prayer is the means of communication and contact with our Heavenly Father. Mixed with God's Word, prayer is the means by which power is released to manifest itself, to meet our needs, thereby getting God involved in our circumstances.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to talk about prayer this morning, this afternoon, praise God. Prayer is giving God license to interfere with what is needed here on earth.
Yeah.
You heard the scripture already said when she was praying, 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, 7 and 14 chapter, and I'm going to say it again, and you'll probably hear it again from me. It says, if my people who are called by my name, who will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sins, and then I will hear from heaven, and I will be able to heal the land. I will heal the land. See, prayer is meant to be one of the most exciting aspects of the life of faith. See, prayer has the ability to transform lives. It has the ability to change circumstances. It has the ability to give peace and perseverance in the midst of trials. Prayer has the ability to alter the circumstances around the nation and change and win souls for Christ.
Yes.
Prayer is powerful. Prayer is wonderful. Prayer is needed. But if prayer is so important, why is it, my sisters, why is it, my brothers, that some of the smallest meetings that we have in most of our churches are the prayer meetings?
Say that.
Why is it San Antonio Door of Hope, doors busting wide open on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 when they're having prayer meeting? Why is the prayer meeting so small if prayer is so powerful, if prayer is so meaningful, and prayer is so important? Why aren't we praying without ceasing? Some might say, well, we serve a powerful and sovereign God, and we do, then why pray? Some might say, if God is not influenced by what I do or what I say, why pray? You know, some might say, you know, God knows what I have need of even before I ask, so why is there a need to pray? Okay, I'm glad you asked. See, God is sovereign, but he's as sovereign as his word. Amen. He's as sovereign as his word. See, he can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do, how he wants to do it, as long as it doesn't go against his word. In Psalms 138, it says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Mm.
See, God is limited by his word. God will keep his word. He will not violate his word. With all the chaos, confusion, and destruction going on around this world, God can send down the rain and flood and wipe out the whole world and start all over again if he wants to. But he won't do it because he set his word. He set a covenant in the sky and gave us his word that he would not destroy the earth again with the flood. God will not violate his word. In Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, it says, God is not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Had he said it and shall not do it? Or has he spoken and shall it not make it good? See, whenever God speaks, his word becomes law. And it don't become law just to his creation, but it comes to a law to himself as well. God will keep his word. We're talking about prayer this afternoon. Let's look at Luke, the 11th chapter, the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throughout the Gospels, Jesus went around performing all kinds of miracles.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. See, he opened blind eyes. He raised people from the dead. He caused the cripple to get up and walk. He turned water into wine. He walked on water. All kinds of awesome things.
Mm.
And as the disciples walked around with Jesus, they saw him performing these miracles. They saw him doing all these awesome things. They saw all the things that he was doing as they walked with him. As a matter of fact, if I was back with Jesus back then, I would be like, Master, teacher, teach me how to do that.
Mm.
I want you to teach me how to walk on water. Teach me how to just command a crippled man to walk. Teach me how to turn water into wine. I would say, Lord, teach me that. But you know what? After the disciples being with the Savior, being with their Lord, with their teacher all this time, they didn't ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the only thing that the disciples ever asked Jesus to teach them, and you can verify this, the only thing that the disciples asked Jesus to teach them was how to pray. They asked all those other things they saw. They said, teach me how to pray. Look at it here right in Luke 11 chapter, verse 1. It says here, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he was finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. Now, why is this? The only thing that they asked was for prayer. See, I believe the disciples was realizing something. I believe the disciples saw something. They were watching Jesus as he prayed. They was watching his prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
They were seeing the time that he was spending with the Father. They was watching all the early mornings when he rose up and he prayed. And then he was able to go out and do these things.
Yeah.
I believe that that's what they had noticed. See, if you look at Mark, the first chapter and verse 35, it says this. Very early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. King James said, a great while before day. So that means before the daybreak, it was still dark outside. We're talking 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is getting up and the disciples are seeing him every day get up and spend 3, 4, 5 hours with God.
Quality.
Spending all the time with the Father. He spent all that time with the Father. Why? So then he would only have to spend a few minutes dealing with man. See, let me tell you what I mean. See, we spend just a little bit of time with the Father. And then we take all day trying to deal with the things of man. See, God, they saw Jesus just walk up to the blind man and say, you're blind, now see. But we, because we spend such limited time communing with the Father, than when we go out and try to do the works that he called us to. We're spending hours and hours. Let me give you an example. You remember the time when Jesus went up to the mountain and prayed, and he sent his disciples on out to do the works. I'm paraphrasing this story. Mm-hmm. He sent the disciples out to go do the work that they were called to do. Mm-hmm. And there was a man. He brought his son, who was possessed by demons. Mm-hmm. And he asked the disciples to help him. So they commenced to going forth and trying to loose this demon. I can imagine in my mind that they were saying, okay, I command you to get out of that son, that boy right now. I command you to come out. The demon's just standing there. Nope. And he's not coming out. And they're sweating and they're, I rebuke you. I command you. And they said, I can't get him. You come on, Peter. You come on in. And they're spending hours and hours trying to deliver this boy from this demon. And it would not come out. And Jesus come down, what's going on? The man said, I brought my son to your disciples to help deliver him, and they cannot. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I can imagine in his frustration, how long must I stay with you? He looked at this boy and said, demon, come out. And the demon was gone. Instantly, he was gone. So, of course, the disciples are wondering in private. It was like, Master, why is it that we couldn't deliver him from these things? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, some things can only be done through prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Through prayer and fasting. See, in the second verse of Luke the 11th chapter, it says this. It says, when you pray, say. See, the word we're looking at here, it says, when.
Yeah.
You pray. He didn't say if you pray. That means that we are called to a lifestyle of prayer, spending time with the Father. See, why did Jesus have such a committed prayer life? It's because he understood the birth of prayer. See, we want to talk about the birth, the origination of prayer. We're going to take it all the way back to the garden. If you go with me to Genesis, the first chapter, the 26th verse, and it says this. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowls, over the air, over the cattle, over all the things, every creepy thing that comes upon the face of the earth.
Yeah.
See, there's two words in that scripture that gave birth to prayer. Those two words, listen to what I'm saying to you, is let them. He didn't say let us. He said let them. Let who? Let man do what? Have dominion. Mm-hmm. Let us have dominion over the power. See, we remember when God speaks, his word becomes law.
Yeah.
So when God said let them have dominion, when he said let them have rulership, when he said let them have authority over the earth, he was talking about man. He was talking about mankind. See, in Genesis, now I need you to really listen to what I'm about to say coming up next. If you're sitting on the couch right now, just sit up for a minute because I need your attention. I need you to hear what the Spirit is about to say to you right now. See, in Genesis, the first chapter, in the 26th verse, God created man in his image. God is spirit. In Genesis 2 and 8, he made the body for man. Thus, he made Adam. See, the word man is the word God gave to the spirit being. Understand, then he gave this spirit being an assignment. That assignment was physical. So in order for the spirit man to do the physical assignment on earth, he needed to be physical. So God created on earth a earth suit for the spirit man, the spiritual man. Then God took that man and he breathed life into that earth body and he created human. Thus in Genesis 2 and 8, he created Adam, a human. Mm-hmm. Did you get that? Okay, so God went down and he, from the dirt, he created man. From the dirt. In the Hebrew language, the word humus means dirt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The word humus, H-U-M-M-U-S, that means dirt in the Hebrew language. Mm-hmm. The word man is the spirit that God, the name that God gave the spirit. So God, what he created was a humus man, a dirt man, a spirit inside a dirt body. And he called it human. We are a spirit being in a dirt body. Amen. So the only creature that God gave dominion on the earth was a human. Any spirit other than that on the earth is illegal. That's why God will not come to earth without a body. It will violate his word. So he uses us as humans to do the things, the work that he has called us to do here on earth. God did not come down. He saw Eve about to be tempted by the serpent. He saw that. He could have came down and stopped it, but he's not going to violate his word. See, as a matter of fact, Satan could not come down as a spirit. He had to use the body of a serpent in order that he be able to tempt Eve. See, God needs our bodies, not because he's not almighty, not because he's not powerful, not because he will not be able to do things without us, but he will not violate his word. I heard a man of God say, without God, we can do nothing. But without man, God will not do anything. He's gave us dominion and power through prayer on earth. He uses man to do many works here on earth. For example, I believe God could have came down and built a boat. He's all powerful. He could have came down to build a boat, but he needed an earthly body, so he used Noah. He could have searched the city of Sodom and Gomorrah looking for that righteous person so he can save the city, but he used Abraham to cry out for the city. Oh, he could have went to Pharaoh and said, I need you to let my people go. He could have came down and told him on his own, but he needed Moses to go and deliver the children from Egypt. Oh, God used men throughout the Bible to do the works that he needed done here. He sent his son, wrapped him in flesh to deliver us. And now, oh my God, he's using us to continue the work that he's given us through prayer, through petitioning the Father in the things we need. See, prayer gives God license to do the things that needs to be done on earth. I'm going to go back to the scripture. It says right here in 2 Chronicles, we're going to say it again. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I will hear from heaven. I will be able to heal the land. My God. So we must pray. Continuously pray without ceasing. We must present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy unto God. God needs our body. He needs us to be healthy because he needs our body. He didn't heal me from cancer just for me. No, he healed me because he knew that I would be useless to the kingdom of God, laying on the couch, not being able to fulfill my purpose. God knows that he needed my body to be here today at Gospel 1480 to tell you about the power of prayer. I would be useless if my body was sick and reckoned with pain. I would be useless if I was laying down there with cancer. So God said, be healed, my sister. Be healed, my brother. I need your body to go and do the work that I called you to do, to take dominion and power over the earth that I've given you. God needs me and God needs you. He said, humble yourself and pray. And then he can heal the land. Oh, God. And then he can come and heal the land of gang violence. Then he can come and heal the land of broken marriages. He can come heal the land and bring that son and daughter back home. He can come and break addictions. He can deliver us from sickness and poverty. He said, I need your body to be there to pray and seek my face and do the works that he's called us to do in the kingdom. In the kingdom of God. He said, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. He said, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. He didn't say, I'm going to bind. He said, whatever. In Matthew, the book of Matthew, he said, whatever you bind here on earth, it should be bound in heaven. He said, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He said, I give you keys. I give you access Oh my God, let's learn how to pray like the disciples learned to pray. He said, when you pray, say. He said, when you pray, our Father. That encompasses everyone. Oh God, he's just not my Father, but he's a Father of all. Who art in heaven, the God that sits up high. We know that he's a heavenly Father that sits up high and he's looking down low. He said, say, holy is your name. Oh, that's when we begin to worship the Father and glorify him for who he is. Holy is your name, my God. Oh, hallelujah, be thy name. Then he said, let thy kingdom come. Oh God, we want the culture of the kingdom of heaven to come down and reign on earth. Oh, I heard somebody say that there's peace in heaven. There's no more sickness. There's no more dying. There's no more sorrow. Oh, we want the culture of the kingdom to come down here on earth as it is in heaven. Then we say, my God, give us this day. What day? This day that we've never seen before. The day you blessed us with, my God, to see. A day that we've never seen before, God, and you've given us the grace and mercy to see. Oh, give us this day our daily bread. Oh God, we thank you, Father, our daily bread. You provide for us each and every day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now that we are willing vessels waiting to be used by you, because we know and understand that the birth of prayer comes all the way from the beginning, and now that we have the power, the authority, the dominion to go forth. Because it was redeemed. Oh, yeah, we lost it in the garden, but our Savior, Jesus Christ, brought the kingdom of God back to us, the authority and the power. He brought it back to us. He said, I've given it to you. I've given you power to tread upon serpents and lions and owls. He's given that authority to us through the power of prayer to commune with the Father. God wants us to pray, and he needs us to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I praise your mighty name.
Hallelujah.
I praise your mighty name. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Vishra. Praise
glory.
God.
Hallelujah.
Are you willing today to pray? You've got to have a willing heart. And if you don't have a willing heart, God, change my heart is what you will ask him. Mm-hmm. Change my heart that I may come before you and do your bidding, dear God. Are you willing today? And so in the name of Jesus, precious Father, we thank you for this word. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person that's under the sound of our voice. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give us a new heart in the name of Jesus for your glory and your honor. God, we are willing. We say yes, God, but we need change. We need your grace to walk in this agreement in the name of Jesus. So we give you all the glory and all the honor today. And Father, we pray that you will refresh Miss Cheryl, that she continue to go forth in your biddings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, San Antonio. Mm. That was